The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For the last few lectures, we've talked about the different tricks that shaitan uses. And in this lecture, I want to look at how to fight off shaitan. Any subject that we've ever gone into depth with, you know, we've looked at it from a full holistic perspective where we talked about all of these things and then how to fix it. But whenever we come to these discussions and how to fix it, it always seems very anticlimactic, you know, because whatever I'm about to tell you of how to fight off shaitan is not something that you don't know already. Right? Like, this is something that we've already been told. Because if it was a mystery, then we would have some hujjah against God to say, why didn't you tell me about this, right? I'm now 40, you should have told me about this earlier. No, God has already told us these things, right? We just sort of take this as a reminder. So when it comes to seeking the help of God to fight off shaitan, this concept in Islam is known as isti'adha. And so isti'adha is broken up into two parts. Right? The first part is to demonstrate our commitment and attachment to Allah. Because isti'adha is attachment to God, right? If I'm saying, oh Allah, I seek your protection, that means I'm seeking refuge with Him. I'm His refugee. Yeah, like I'm seeking your protection, help me. And so I'm submitting to God entirely, right? And that's what isti'adha is. It's an absolute submission to Allah because it's only Allah who can protect me. And so, number one, the first concept of isti'adha is to demonstrate our commitment. So I have to show God I'm submitting, and we'll talk about the steps of that. And then the second part is to show God that I'm using the weapons you've given me to fight off shaitan, right? Because that's how it works, isn't it, right? Like, I can't say to God, protect me, and then I'm going to see like thunderbolts and fire raining down on shaitan. No, Allah said, okay, here, I'm giving you tools, now fight them. Right? And so I have to then utilize these tools. But so today I want to look at this first one. And again, like I said, these are things that we know. Yeah, these are not new to us. But we just have to be reminded from time to time because that's what God does. فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ Allah says, remind, for there is benefit in reminding. So how do we practically demonstrate to God that we are seeking His protection? So the first thing, number one, is faith. Right? I have to increase my faith in God. And I have to believe that it's only God who can protect me. And this is, I tell you, the solution to 99.9% of our problems. Increase my faith in God, right? Read a book. Study our faith. Truly believe no one else will give. It doesn't matter where we are in life. Our faith can always get better. Always get better. Yeah, like a trick of shaitan would be to say that I'm good with my faith. Because that's when we stop progressing. And shaitan's like, I got him, right? Because he's not trying anymore. And so to constantly remind ourselves of God, and we've talked about this so many times, increasing our faith in God. However we need to increase our faith in God, we increase our faith in God. But this is something that's very powerful, and we've given in the past step by step of how to increase our faith in God. But our sixth imam says in the tradition, Qala Iblis, the Iblis says, Khamsatun laysa li fihinna hilatun wa sa'irun nas fi qabdati. This is very, I don't say arrogant on his Iblis's part, but like it's a very powerful statement from him, right? He says, there are five types of people who I cannot grasp. Yeah, that I cannot trick. But he says, but the rest of the people are readily in my grasp. I can take them whenever I want. Amazing, right? Like, look at the, like, he's not messing around. You know what I mean? Like, he's saying, these five, okay, the rest, I got you, right? Who are these five people? And so we want to talk about how to increase our faith. This will tell us. Who are these five people? He says, one who clings fast to Allah with a true intention and relies solely in Allah in all his affairs. I turn to God. Yeah, I realize that I can't even get up. Bihawlillah. That's a very powerful statement when we recite salah. That I rise with the power of God. Man, this is the life mantra. I cannot do anything without God. Right? I cannot accomplish anything were it not for God. And so this is mindset that I need Him, I need Him, I need Him. You know, there are times, and this is again something that I am trying to work on consistently. You know, there are times when the stage is bigger, you know, and I'm just giving you my example. There are certain times when the stage is bigger, the lights are brighter, you know. And so I turn to God at that time and say, Allah, I really need you right now, you know. And then a voice says, but don't you need me right after too? Yeah, don't you need me after that? And don't you need me every moment as bad as you need me right now? And that's so true. See, and when the things are big, like I have an exam, I need you badly. I have an interview, Allah, I need you badly. Yeah, there is this, I need you badly. Like I'm going to apply for a visa, I need you badly. But man, we need Him badly all the time. Yeah, because we can't live without Him. You know what I mean? And so that's the mindset, to change it from only desperation when I need Him badly to actually believe I need Him badly all the time. You feel me? And if we can understand that, it's a game changer. It's an absolute game changer, because then I never forget God. He's always there. I need Him badly, right? And so that's the first type of person who Shaitan says, I can't do anything with, because they're always with God. The second person, he says, a person who is constantly glorifying Allah day and night. He's in the dhikr of Allah. Again, it's not a tasbih. It's that this person, the dhikrullah in his complete sense, is that this person will never do anything haram. Yeah, they will always be with God. So there's now no time where a shaitan can say, like, man, I can come to him right now. No, he'll always be in the dhikr of God. He'll never be anything close to haram. That's the second type of person. The third type of person, he says, he who pleases for his brother in faith whatever he pleases for himself. Yeah, beautiful, right? Like, I'm not selfish in my relationships with you. I genuinely wish the best for you. Genuinely. I genuinely wish the best for you, right? And that genuineness, it doesn't come about all the time, because in most relationships, we're manipulative. Yeah, and we are, right? Like, we're going to manipulate the person to do what is good for me. You know what I mean? And so if we can get past that, Shaitan can't bother us. Number four, one who does not feel anxious when an affliction befalls them. Anxious, right? Subhanallah, like, they're cool. They're calm. Something bad happened, I'm with God. Why am I worried? You know what I mean? Like, things will work out. That's a very calm person to be around. That's a very nice person to be around. But again, it's not something that is common. We panic very easily. You know what I mean? Like, we stress out very easily. And so that's the fourth type of person. And the fifth one, he says, one who is satisfied with whatever Allah has provided for him and does not worry about what's coming later or his sustenance. I'm satisfied. God has given me this. I'm good with it. I will do the best with it as I can. If more is provided, alhamdulillah. Right? These five things I think we need to remember, because when we talk about how to increase our faith, these are five ways in which we can increase our faith. And when we increase our faith in Allah, the result is I then do isti'adha more purely.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. شكور ودود
وصلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.